All right, Rabbi, say good morning. We have an incredible, another incredible daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Kuf Lamed Beis 132. And we are picking up, in Meretz Hashem, we are picking up actually right in the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, right in the bottom of 131b, two lines up from the bottom, right at the two dots. We thank our sponsor, we thank Selma Wolf for dedicating the Shiurim this week in the Zuchus of Refuah Shlema for her daughter Naomi Bas Sara. We hope that in the merits of our Talmud Torah, she together with Kol Chol Yisrael will have a complete and enduring refuah. And Abbas, with that, let us begin. So if you remember again, we're still in the sugya of Machshirei Mila. So right, Abbas, so remember again, speaking about the fundamental machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, but we found out already yesterday that it's not really Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, rather it's Rabbi Eliezer and the rest of the world, right? Which again, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that halacha lemaisa, it's not only Mila that's Docha Shabbos, but it's Machshirei Mila, even the preparatory acts for Bris, that are Docha Shabbos, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, it is only Mila itself that is Docha Shabbos, but again, not the Machshirin. The Nafkamina, this Moel doesn't have a knife, and the only way for him to get a knife is either to make one or to carry one. Rabbi Eliezer says, absolutely okay. Rabbi Akiva says, absolutely not. We'll have to wait until Sunday. We then saw in yesterday's daf that the interesting discussion regarding Machshirin spans a variety of other mitzvos as well, but even Rabbi Eliezer does not allow for Machshirin in every case, but rather only in certain ones. And with that, let us continue. So says the Gemara, Mila, b'chol machshir, adok, and that's Hashem to Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that bris Mila and all the machshirin, right, all the preparatory acts for bris Mila are docha Shabbos. So the Gemara is supposed to say, so now, interestingly enough, after like days of this discussion, what does the Gemara finally say? By the way, where does Rabbi Eliezer know this from? Where does he know that Mila and Kol Machshira Docha Shabbos? If you want to say that he learns that from all the other sources, remember again, yesterday we went through a number of different cases where according to Rabbi Eliezer, Machshirin Ardoche Shabbos, right? We saw Lulav, we saw Matzah, we saw Sukkah, Omer, Shtei Halechem. See, if you want to say it's from all of those cases, Kidamina, you can't say because all of those cases have unique aspects which really prevent them from serving as a source to learn out something else. Va'od, ma lahanach tap of kof lamed beis, ma lahanach shekinim avriz mana batla. I will say furthermore, Mila is fundamentally distinct than all those other mitzvahs. Why? Because we have all those other mitzvahs. What happens if halacha lamaisa, you forgot to put up your sukkah for 7 days, and sukkah is over, you're done. You forgot to bring the shtei alechem on Shavuos, you're done. You forgot to bring the carbon of Omer, you're done. Right? You forget to go and take lulav, you're done. Mila's not like that. Although ideally Mila takes place on the 8th day, but if you do not offer up Mila on the 8th day, what's the halacha? You do it whenever you can. Ella, 100 times Rabbi Eliezer. So what is Rabbi Eliezer's logic in that he allows Mila Machshira on Shabbos, Da'amar Kra, Ubayom Hashmini Yimol Basar Allah. So, Vafilu B'Shabbos. So both say again, Rabbi Eliezer makes the drush, which interestingly enough, we're going to see this drush is almost universally accepted, just the application of it varies. Ubayom Hashmini, you will do the Mila on the 8th day, and what do we darshan? Yom Hashmini, Afilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Meaning, whenever the 8th day falls out, that's when you're going to do the bris mila. V'lichtov rachmana b'mila v'leisu hanach v'ligmar mine. So if that's the case, okay. So bris mila, v'yom hashmini teaches me even on Shabbos. So why do we make bris mila, the paradigmatic example of something for which the mitzvah and machshira are docha Shabbos, and learn out all of the other cases from bris mila, mishum de'ikala mifrach, because Rabbi said you could bring a pircha, you could ask, meaning you could point out that mila has a unique aspect that nothing else shares, namely what? Malamila shekein nichrasu aleha shlosh esrei brisos. I will say Mila is different because there are 13 covenants that were affected around Mila. And I will say, now what is that? Mila kedrashi yirgimo brisos nemru li avram beparshas Mila. So we'll say what the Gemara is saying over here is the word bris is mentioned 13 times in the section concerning bris mila be'avram avinu. So the Gemara understands that to mean that Ribbono Shel Olam created, so to speak, 13 brisos, 13 covenants, ultimately, again, around 13 covenants around Bris Milah. So therefore, again, so the Rebbe said, since you have a mitzvah that has 13 divine covenants surrounding it, then halacha lamaisa, it's a unique mitzvah, and therefore cannot really serve as a paradigm for anything else. Good. So we'll say, that's Bris Milah. So here's what we've accomplished. We've shown, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Milah, as well as a number of other mitzvot that are Docha Shabbos, and not only the Docha Shabbos, but they're Machshirin, right? Machshireha, their preparatory acts are Docha Shabbos as well. So says the Gemara, let's go weiter, Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan ale ela b'machshirei Milah. So what's another thing? I'm going to take a step back. Fine. So now what we've highlighted over the last 2 days is that there's a fundamental machlokes by Machshirin. Right, that's abundantly clear, right? So can you go ahead, and specifically for Milah, can you engage in the preparatory acts to allow for Bris Milah on Shabbos or not? Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, the Rabbanon say no, and we see that this machlokes spreads out amongst many other mitzvos as well. But yet, interestingly enough, the Gemara says, the machlokes is only about Machshirei Milah. Ava Milah Gufa Divrei Hakol Docha Shabbos. But we'll say, interestingly enough, everyone agrees that Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos, which is really very interesting. Everyone agrees Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos. To which the Gemara says, well, Minolon, from where do I know that? From where do I know that Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos? So Amar Ula, Halocha. So we'll say, interestingly enough, so what we're going to see, you say, here's what's great about a Gemara like this, which is the conclusion we know. What's the conclusion? Milah is Docha Shabbos. Okay, so that no one's disagreeing with. Milah's Docha Shabbos, at least for now. The interesting machlokis is going to be, where do I learn that concept out from? So says the Gemara, watch this. So Ula's the first opinion, and Ula says, halacha. It's halacha l'moshe misinai, that Milah is Docha Shabbos. V'chinama Rabbi Yitzchak, halacha. Rabbi Yitzchak says, halacha l'moshe misinai. Okay, may I say, Gemara says, really? Is that true that Milah is Docha Shabbos Locha Moshe Misinai? Here we go. Minayin lepikuach nefesh shedochas haShabbos. From where do I know that pikuach nefesh is Docha Shabbos? Right? So we'll say, how do I know that if Chas V'Shalom is a threat to life, that I could be Mechalo Shabbos in order to go ahead and save my life, or save someone else's life? Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, Ma Milah. She achos me'ivarav shel Adam Docha haShabbos. So listen to this. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah says, Milah only affects one part of the body, yet it's Docha Shabbos. Kavachomer lepikuach nefesh shedocha Shabbos. We'll say it's a pretty good, interesting kavachomer. So if Milah, which only affects one part of the body, is Docha Shabbos, pikuach nefesh, which impacts the entire body, is certainly Docha Shabbos. But here's the problem. So we'll say good kavachomer, but isakadaitcha halacha, if you assume that the reason why Milah is Docha Shabbos is because it is a halacha l'moshe misinai, kal v'chomer mehalacha mi'asi. But also, it's a very interesting fact. This is what I love about Daf Yomi also. You pick up like these very like interesting facts along the way. Apparently, a halacha l'moshe misinai cannot be used for a kal v'chomer, which actually makes a lot of sense. Why? Because there was, remember again, what's a kal v'chomer? So kal v'chomer says, if you find an element that applies in a kal case, right, in a case, in a mitzvah, which we'll call it, is quote-unquote lenient, then certainly you could apply that same concept to something that is more stringent. A halacha l'moshe misinai defies those categorizations of kal and chomer because it's just given directly by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. Very often halacha l'moshe misinai are categorized differently. Therefore, the Gemara says like this, what you just told me is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're learning out the license to violate Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh to save a life from Bris Milah. Just like you could do Bris Milah on Shabbos and Bris Milah only affects one part of the body, you could be Mechal Shabbos, certainly you could be Mechal Shabbos to save an entire body. That's a great Kal V'Chomer, except Ula, if you're correct, and the way we learn out that Milah is Docha Shabbos is through Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, then you cannot go ahead and use that as part of a kal v'chomer. After all, Bahatanya, we learn, Amar le Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, or Amar le Rabbi Lazar, it changes it over here, Amar le Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Kiva, right? Etzem kisora mitame halacha. So we'll say the concept that etzem kisora, right? If you have a bone that is the size of a saora means a kernel of wheat, a kernel of wheat, then what's that? Then what's the halacha is metame. It is metame. And people say, so where do you know that from? That is a halacha lemoshe misinai. Furthermore, revius dam, that a revius of dam could go ahead and be metame, that's a kavachomer. Ve'in danin kavachomer mehalacha. And what is this from? I'll take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Akiva. Etzem kisora halacha. Shai Rabbi Akiva dan kavachomer. So we'll say Rabbi Akiva would make the following kavachomer. Now watch this. Minayim l'reviyas dam. Shameis shanozir megaleach al ohala. So we'll say, how do I know that, if, for example, let's say a nozir comes in contact with a reviyas of blood. He's under the same roof with a reviyas of blood. How do I know that that totally undermines his neder nezirus? He has to start all over again. Kavachomer. So Rabbi Akiva is a kavachomer. Ma etzem kisora shenu matami ba'oel nozir megaleach amagoma. So we'll say, if you have a little bone fragment that's the size of a wheat kernel, right? So, or a barley kernel, I should say. So even though that does not convey tumas ohel, if a nazir comes in contact with that, he does have to restart his nezirus. Certainly, again, a revius of dam, which is metame ba'ohel, a nazir will have to start all over. And Rabbi Lazar ben Azari says to Rabbi Akiva, we don't make kal v'chomers from halacha of Moshe Misinai. So we'll say, so again, the only reason the Gemara is just trying to point this out is because this backs up the principle we just said, namely, you can't make kal v'chomers from halacha l'moshe misinai. So Ula, so we'll say, just follow this flow over here. So Ula's saying, how do I know that Mila's docha Shabbos, halacha l'moshe misinai? Really? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria used the fact that Mila's docha Shabbos create the kal v'chomer, that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos as well. But if Mila's halacha l'moshe misinai, he says the kal v'chomer, so what's going on over here? To which the Gemara says, Ela amar Rabbi Elazar, asya os. Rabbi Elazar says, you're right. Rabbi Elazar says, it's not halacha l'moshe misinai. Rather, it's gzeirah shava. Gzeirah shava of os. Both sides, it says by bris mila os, right? And it says ultimately again by Shabbos that Shabbos is an os, just like mila is an os. Shabbos is an os, so therefore mila is docha Shabbos. Ela me'ato tefillin dechseb b'hem os lidchi Shabbos. Well, tefillin also has the word os in it. It says, right, tefillin is also a sign, right, of a covenant between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So it's going to tell me then that tefillin are also docha Shabbos. Ela asya bris. But rather, again, the Gemara makes a different gzeirah shava. It says bris, right? It says bris ultimately again by mila, and it says bris by Shabbos. So therefore, again, mila is docha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, 1 second, gadol dechsev be bris litchi Shabbos. So we'll say, interestingly enough, where does it say bris by mila? It says bris by an oral zohar, by an adult who does not have a bris mila. So then again, maybe all it's saying is, what kind of bris is docha Shabbos? The bris of an adult is docha Shabbos, but who says that the bris of a baby is docha Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Godol dechsev be bris litchi Shabbos, ela asya doros. Rather, the Gemara says, you're right. I'm going to make a gzeirah shavah of doros. It says doros ultimately again by bris mila, and it says doros by Shabbos. Therefore, again, mila's docha Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara says, well, tzitzis dechsib be doros litchi Shabbos. Well, it also says the word doros by tzitzis. So maybe again, tzitzis should be docha Shabbos as well. Maybe you should be able to tie tzitzis on Shabbos. El amrav nachar by Yitzchak. So we'll say, Rav Nachar by Yitzchak says, no, here's the drasha. Dunin. Os bris vidoros, me os bris vidoros. La fuke hanach dechad chad hu dechsiv b'hem. It's supposed to be very interesting. So this is actually a different kind of gzeirah shava. That Shabbos and bris mila have three common denominators. That by Shabbos it says the word os, bris, and doros. And by mila it says os, bris, and doros. That creates a connection between Mila and Shabbos. Say that Mila is Docha Shabbos. But all the other things that shared commonality with Shabbos, for example, like Tzitzis or Tefillin, only shared one of those words. Therefore, they're not Docha Shabbos. Mila, which shares all three of these common characteristics with Shabbos, will be Docha Shabbos. Okay, a third opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Amar Kra, Bayom. Bayom afilu b'Shabbos. So, Rabbi Yochanan says the drasha. He says the pasuk says ubayom hashmini, and on the eighth day. And Rabbi Yochanan says Bayom hashmini comes to say even if the eighth day is Shabbos, that is when you will do the bris milah. Amrei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Well, if that's the case, elami ata michusari kapara dichsiv behu b'yom hachenami didachu Shabbos. So we'll say, if that's the case, that in other words, we'll say, so Rabbi Yochanan's drasha is, seems to be as follows. That when the Torah uses lashon of bayom hashmini, that is a definitive, declarative statement. Bris milah happens on the eighth day. Meaning what? No matter when the eighth day falls out, bris milah will be performed. So even if bris falls out on Shabbos, you'll still go ahead and do it on Shabbos. And we'll say, okay, that's interesting. Well, there are other situations where the Torah uses the word bayom as well. For example, michusari kapara. Now we'll say, look at Rashi, which is the one michusari kapara. Kol tzimeim shehutzrichu l'karban. So we'll say, remember, there's a whole group of people who are tamei, who still require the offering of a karban. Who are those people? Zav, zava, yoledes, mitzora, ne'emar bahen, ubayom hashmini. So we'll say, interestingly enough, it's the same lashon. These people have a 7-day tumah period, and on the eighth day, they have to offer up their karban. Bayom hashmini. So you're going to tell me now, bayom hashmini of bris milah says that milah is docha Shabbos. Okay, are you now going to tell me that bayom hashmini of michusari kapar, michusari meaning people who have to bring their karbanos, that you could bring those karbanos on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, "Hahumi bayle bayom v'lo balayla." No, no, no. The bayom hashmini by michusari kapara teaches us that what? That their karbanos could only be offered up by day and not at night. To which the Gemara says, "Hachinami." I'm sorry. Let me ata. Hachinami dachshas. Hahumi bayle bayom v'lo. Hi nami mi bayle bayom v'lo balayla. I'm supposed to say, why don't they say the same thing by Bismillah? Why don't they say that bayom hashmini by bris milah also teaches me what? Not that milah is docha Shabbos, but rather what? That milah can only be done by day and not by night. To which the Gemara says, I learned that from another place. Hahu mi ben shmonas yomim nafka. They both say the fact that milah can only be done by day and not by night, I learned that out from a different phrase. The pasuk says mi ben shmonas yomim by day. That teaches me milah can only be done by day. Hainami mi bayom tzavaso nafka. So by michusari kapara, we'll say there's another phrase, biyom tzavaso. So I could learn out biyom tzavaso to teach me that michusari kapara can only offer up their carbon by day. That frees up bayom hashmini by michusari kapara to teach me what? That it's doche Shabbos. So the Gemara says, hainami biyom tzavaso nafka. Afa gav de nafka mi bayom tzavaso. It's true. Even though by Mechusari Kapara, you could learn out that the Kaparas could only be offered up by day from the phrase Yom Tzavaso, it's Tricha. I still need the Bayom HaShmini to teach me that it can only be done by day. Why? Sakadai Tamina, Holo V'chas Rachman Ala La'asuyeh B'dalos, Balayla Nami Leisei. Because Rabbi say Mechusari Kapara are very interesting. In what sense? The Rabbi say, by Mechusari Kapara, by these situations of the Zav, the Zava, the Yoledes Mitzora, they're unique in the following aspect. There is a financial sliding scale for the bringing of this karban, right? If you're wealthy, you bring one kind of karban. If you're poor, you bring a different kind of karban. Now, I will say, now, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to make sure you bring that karban. Whether you're going to bring an animal, you're going to bring a bird, you got to find a way to bring that karban. So I'm at a thought that since the Torah HaKadosh is so insistent on the bringing of that kind of karban, that maybe that carbon is unique in that it can be brought by night as well. Kamash malon bayom hashmini comes to re-emphasize the point that what? The michusari kapara, those carbons can only be brought by day and not by night. Therefore, I will say, so therefore, remember, just keep an eye on the ball of it. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, how do I know that Mila is Dolche Shabbos? Bayom hashmini. Simple drasha. On the eighth day, bayom hashmini, afilu b'shabbos. Mila must take place on the eighth day, even if it is Shabbos. Maskif lo Ravina. So Ravina said, one second, if that's the case, Ela me'ata yehe zar kosher bohen, v'ye onen kosher bohen. So this is actually very interesting. And again, the Rishon kind of ask on this, because it's a very, very, very strange havamina. But if the Torah is so insistent on the karbanos of the michusari kapara being offered, so perhaps even people who are normally unfit to offer up other karbanos should be able to offer up these karbanos. For example, a zar, a non-kohen, right? An onen, a kohen in avelos. or some other unfit kohen should be able to go and offer it up, to which the Gemara says, Ahadre kra. Therefore, the Pasuk once again repeats it to say, no, that this halacha, these karbanos, although HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts incredible emphasis on them being brought, are regulated by the same halachas of any other karbanos. So it can only be brought by day, and ultimately only by kohanim who are kshedim. So we'll say, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Another opinion. So we'll say, remember again, all you're seeing over here is we're going to see at the end of the day probably a four-way machlokes about how you know that Mila's Docha Shabbos. So the good news is, the conclusion is agreed upon. Everyone agrees that Mila's Docha Shabbos. Remember, the machlokes is only by machshirin. We're just trying to figure out where do I know that Mila's Docha Shabbos? Reb Achar by Yaakov Amar Kra Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos. So we'll say, interesting, it's a little bit of a different. So remember again, whereas Reb Yochanan was focusing on Bayom, really the Bayom HaShmini, on the day of the eighth. And Mila has to happen on the eighth day, on the day of the eighth, even if it's Shabbos. So Rav Acha Shita is, we focus on Shmini. Dora says, it's got to be on the eighth. It's got to be on the eighth. So Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Hai Shmini Mibari, Le Me'utei Shvi. One second. No. I need the word Shmini to teach me something else, which is what? We'll say a very important drasha, which is eight and not what? Not seven, right? So I need that. And again, Shmini can't teach me that it has to happen on Shabbos. So both say Shmini teaches me a very important halacha, namely that Bris Mila. Remember again, that's why Bayom, you could hear Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. Bayom is a shtickle extraneous, right? Because again, Bayom is coming to emphasize something different than Shmini. Shmini's teaching me it's got to be on the eighth day, not the seventh. They can't teach me Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no. Shvi mi ben shwanas yomem nafka. I can learn out that Mila can't be on the eighth, on the seventh day, because there's another phrase that says, Mi ben shmonas yomim. I v'akati mi boy lechad lemi ute shvi'i, v'chad lemi ute tshi. No, both say, listen to this. I need both. I need bayom hashmini, right? I need bayom hashmini, and they also need mi ben shmonas yomim to teach me two halachos. One teaches me that bris Mila shouldn't happen on the seventh day, and one teaches me that bris Mila shouldn't happen when? On the ninth day, di'im echad, because if I would have just had one of those phrases, hava amina shvi'i hu delo matas mane, I might have thought the bris mila can't happen on the seventh day. Why? Because the zman has not yet come. Ava mishmini ve'ilech. But from the eighth day and on, zmanehu. We'll say the hava amina by mila is, I would have thought as follows. How does bris mila work? Salocha ma'isi can't do it before the eighth day. But once you get to the eighth day, what's the halacha? You're good. In other words, eighth day and on. So therefore, again, what happens? So therefore, again, the Gemara says, I need both phrases ultimately to teach me. You can't do the seventh, but you also can't do the ninth. The mitzvah is really day number eight. Ella nechavarta kidrabi Yochanan. The Gemara says, out of all the drushes, who do we like best? The winner is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Bayom Hashmini. Bayom Hashmini teaches me, Bayom, Afilu B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, furthermore, Tanya Kavase Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brace that supports Rabbi Yochanan, Udulo Kirav Acha Bar Yaakov, and after Kirav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shmini Yimol, Afilu B'Shabbos. So again, the Gemara says, on the right Shmini Yimol, the baby will be circumcised on the eighth day, even on Shabbos. The Gemara says as follows, Uma Ani Mekayim Mechala Mos Yumos, and when the Torah says, those who are Mechala, Bar Bose, one second, remember, Mila is a Malacha. We'll say, remember, what's Mila? Mila is, interestingly enough, is the Malacha of Shechita. Because what's the Malacha of Shechita on Shabbos? Is anything that draws blood. Right? If you cut yourself, meaning intentionally cut yourself on Shabbos, that's Shechita, right? You draw blood on Shabbos, that's Shechita. You hurt someone on Shabbos, that's Shechita. So Lemaisa, again, going ahead and doing Bris Mila is the issue of Shechita. I suppose, therefore, what do I understand? Mechalemos Yumas? The Gemara says, Bishar Malachas Chutz Mimila. That comes to include all other malachas except for bris mila. Oh, eina afilu mila. Or maybe it even comes to include bris mila. Uma ani mekayim shmini yimo chutz mishabbos. And perhaps when the Torah says that circumcision occurs on the eighth day, maybe that means the eighth day, but not Shabbos. Talmud lomar bayom afilu b'shabbos. Therefore, the Torah says not just shmini, but what? Bayom Hashmini. And that extra word, Bayom, comes to teach me that Mila takes place even on Shabbos. The drasha of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rava. So we'll say the Gemara says, Rava says as follows. Hi Tana. So we'll say it's interesting. In this Braisa over here, the Tana seems to be working through like a thought process. So Rava says, I want to understand the thought process of the Tana. Hi Tana me'ikara ma'kanechale ulubasof ma'kakashale. What is it that the Tana thought was obvious in the beginning, but then he then thought was questionable at the end? So watch this. Hachikamer. This is, we'll say, this is the kind of, now we're going to look in the inner workings of that Braisa. So watch this. Hachikamer. Shmini malafilu b'shabbos. So we'll say, first I would have thought that when the Torah says, you do bris on the eighth day, it means even Shabbos. Aye, but what do I do? Amani mekayim mechalaleha mos yumas. But what do I do with the phrase? The fact that the Torah says, if you perform malacha on Shabbos, you chayiv nisa. And bris mila is chilu Shabbos, to which the Gemara says, b'shar malachas chutz mimila. So I would have said, okay, very simply, it refers to all other malachas other than bris mila. Aval mila dachya. But mila is docha Shabbos. Why is mila docha Shabbos? My time. Kavachomer. I will say, watch this. Now this is a whole nother world. Kavachomer who? Umatzaras shedochas havoda. So we'll say, tzaras is docha avoda. Now what does that mean? So we'll say, take a quick look at the last Rashi on the dot before we turn the page. King Tzaras shedochas shabbos. As harish is here, Torah tzaras, shalalokots bera. So, supposed to listen to this. There's a halacha that says, there's a positive that says, Hishamar benega tzaras. Be very careful with tzaras. I will say, now what we darshan over there, that means is, you are not permitted to cut off your tzaras lesion. Think about this just a moment. I get a questionable blemish on my arm. I don't want to deal with this. What I simply do, cut it off. Easy, probably painful, but at least it's done. That is an Isser D'oraisa. You are not allowed to cut off your Negat Saras. So based on that, we see something quite interesting, which is that Halacha L'maisa, Saras is Doche Avoda. What does that mean? Take a look at the rest of Rashi. Rashi says over here, listen to this. Interestingly enough, if 51% of the tzibur are tamei, so tuma hutra b'tzibur, and you could offer up communal offerings in a state of tuma. Right? Yet, interestingly enough, Rabbi say, if 51% of the people are mitzora'in, chas v'shalom, so tzaras is not hutra b'tzibur. So you see that tzaras is docha avoda. So if a kohen is a mitzora, the avoda cannot be done. And even if the majority of kohanim, even if all of the kohanim are mitzora'in, you can't do avoda. So you see that tzaras is docha avoda. Now watch this. This is the first part of the Kal Vachomer. Umat tzaras docha avoda amadeis ve'avoda docha shabbos. And yet Rabbi say, no, that avoda is docha shabbos. Right? Because remember again, I can engage in sacrificial service on Shabbos. So watch this. Mila, so the Gemara says, Mila docha osa. I'm sorry, Bavoda docha sa Shabbos. Mila docha osa Shabbos. Shinitcham ne'avoda. Eino din shete mila docha osa. So we'll say, now watch this. So the Gemara says, now Mila is docha tzaras. Right? Mila docha osa. Right? So we'll say, now follow this train of thought. What does he mean, Mila is docha tzaras? Let's say a baby has tzaras on the erla. Now, we have a problem. What's the problem? The problem is, the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to cut off an egg, Hishar ben egat saras. But I have to do bris milah. So the halacha is that milah is dochet saras. So we'll see where this comes from. But halacha l'mais, you could cut off the arla, even though that is the cutting off of saras. So we'll say, now you hear the kavachomer? So watch this. So saras is docha avoda. Avoda is docha shabbos. So therefore, milah, which is docha tzaras, certainly is docha Shabbos as well. So the Gemara says, "Eino din," right? Eino, so it's mila docha. So mila is docha tzaras. Shabbos nitches me'avoda. Shabbos is set aside because of avoda, and avoda set aside because of tzaras. So therefore, if mila sets aside tzaras, eino din shetehe mila docha. So certainly, again, mila should be docha Shabbos. Umayo ino dekamar, and I will say, so therefore again, what was the second thought of the Tana? Hada amar, umimai de tzaras chamura. Maybe it's not that tzaras is more chamur, dilma Shabbos chamura. Maybe Shabbos is really more chamur. Shekin yesh ba onshin vaz haras harbe. Because after all, again, Shabbos has many associated lavim. Umimai mishum de chamira tzaras. And why is it ultimately, again, that we're focusing on the chumra of tzaras, Say, maybe the fact that Saraz is Docha Avoda is not because Saraz is more chomer than Avoda, but very simply a Kohen who has Saraz is simply not fit for the Avoda. It's not a question of chumrah. Bosa is the same way that if the Kohen has any other kind of mum, he's not fit for the Avoda. So Saraz just falls into that category of mumin that disqualify a person from Avoda. Domishum Gavrahu Dolochazi. Umani mekayim shmini yimo chutz mishabbos. And I will say, therefore, again, perhaps when I look at the pasuk of shmini yimo at the end of the day, how do I interpret that? Maybe that means yes. Normally, the bris mila on 6 out of 7 times, mila takes place on the 8th day. But if it falls it on Shabbos, you won't do it on Shabbos. Tamu lomar biyom afilu b'Shabbos. Therefore, halacha lemaisa the Gemara says bayom. Afilu b'Shabbos. So if Rabbi say, interestingly enough, so again, we just walked through the whole back end of the Braisa, but came out to the same conclusion. Because remember, again, this Braisa was quoted as a support to Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan makes the drasha of Bayom Hashmini, really focusing on Bayom, on the day, Afilu b'Shabbos. So we'll say, that is the drasha out of the, which we had a four machlokas as to how you know that Nila is Docha Shabbos. The Gemara chooses the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan as the preferred drasha. So let's go a little bit weiter. It's really quite interesting. Tana Rabbanan. Mila docha tzatzaras. Just as an aside, by the way, this notion of a baby having tzaras is also quite interesting, right? Because remember, again, we know tzaras clearly is a divine message. So it's also fascinating. Like, tzaras means one thing for people. Tzaras habatim means something else. You know, if you have tzaras in your home, like Rashi says, Rashi understands it as a, according to the Gemara, understands it as a good sign, this treasure buried behind the walls, others see it in different ways. So tzaras, I didn't have a chance to look into it last night, but I'm looking into it a little bit. Like, what would be the hashkafa of that? If a person has a child with tzaras, I don't know. So the Gemara says as follows. So this is actually very interesting. Remember again, there's a mila bismana, mila shalom bismana. Mila bismana means an 8th day mila. An 8th day mila. Shalom bismana means, let's say, for whatever the reason, the bris was delayed. That would be a mila shalom bismana. Mila not at its appointed time. So the Gemara just points out over here that mila's dochet saras, whether the mila is happening on time or delayed. Yomtiv. Eino docha ela bismana. But Rabbos, however, Yomtiv, and of course Shabbos, it is only a mila bismana that is docha Yomtiv and Shabbos. Was a very important halacha that, remember, which makes sense, because where are we learning out that mila is docha Shabbos? We're learning out from according to Rabbi Yochanan Bayom Hashmini, which tells you that when is mila docha Shabbos? Only when it's an on time mila, 8th day. But the Gemara says over here, if it's a delayed mila, what we call a mila shalom bismano, it will not be docha Shabbos and Yomtiv. So the Gemara says, Yomtiv ain't a docha ela bismano. So bilvad min hani mila. So we'll say, where do we know this from? Where do we know all of this from? So the Gemara says, yimol ditan rabbanon yimol b'sar arlaso ve'afa pi sheyeshvam baheres yakutz. Because we'll say the pasuk says, and again, we're focusing still on saras. So how do I know that Allah Lamaisa, even if there's tzara'as on the mako mila, that I am permitted to go ahead and cut off the tzara'as? And I will say, obviously, my intention is not to cut off the tzara'as. My intention is to give the baby a bris mila. But again, de facto, I'm cutting off the tzara'as. How do I know that I'm allowed to do that? Because the pasuk says, yimol b'sar arla. So you circumcise the arla. And we darshan from that, Rabosai, you cut off the arla, and whatever is on the arla is on the arla. So if there's saras there, not saras there, it doesn't make a difference, you can cut it off. Umani mekayim, ki shamar benega saras. But what do I do with the pasuk that says, you must be careful with saras, which Rabosai is the injunction, is the prohibition to cut off saras, bishar mekomos chutz mimila. Ultimately, again, it is on other parts of the body. It's on other parts of the body, except for bris mila. Except for bris mila. So the Gemara says, "Oh, eino ela afilu mila." But how do you know that? No, maybe not. Maybe hisham benega tzaras means, Rabosai, that you can never cut off tzaras on your body, even if what? Even if it's on the makom mila. Umani mekayim mima basar la. So, one second. If that's the case, Rabosai, so if it's true that he shamar benegat tsaras means you can't cut off tsaras, even if what? Even if it's on a makom mila. So then what do I do with the phrase? Yimal basar lasso. So we'll say, just to understand, the way the Gemara is interpreting that phrase, yimal basar lasso, is that like it's a, what's the word? It's like a, not carte blanche is the wrong word, but it's a non-exception clause. In other words, there's no exceptions to that. Yimal basar lasso means the way you give a bris milah is you cut off the arla. And whatever else happens is totally inconsequential. So that's how we're darshaning it. But maybe not. Maybe, ultimately, the prohibition of Hishar Menagat Saras, I'm not cutting off Saras, applies to even Saras that's on the Arlo, to which the Gemara says, Tamalomar Basar, Afapi Shiyishem Baharas, because the Pasuk says you shall cut off the flesh of the Arlo, meaning you cut off the flesh, no matter what is there, you're taking off that Arlo. So if there's Saras on it, you're going to take off the Arlo anyway. Amar Rava, so Rava says, Hai Tanim, so Rava says, same thing. So Rava sees in this discussion, this back and forth, like a deeper thought process, which Rava wants to explore. He says, Hai Tana, Me'ikara Magnecha, Le'ulubasof Ma'ikashale. This Tana, what was obvious to him in the beginning, yet that bothered him in the end? What changed? So watch this. Hachi Kamar. This is what the Tana meant to say. Yimol Besar Arlasov, Ya'af Apishiyesh, Baheres. Really, I would say as follows. You can give the baby a bris milah, even though, again, there's saras on the arlo, and when you end up giving him the bris, you're going to end up taking off the saras. Umani mekayim shamin agazas. I want to do with the pasuk that says, you have to be careful with saras and not remove saras. Bishar mekomos chutz mimilah. So the way I would have darshan this, the way I would have kind of made shalom in the world, is to say, Yimal basar arlaso tells me, you give the baby a bris milah no matter what. No matter what. What about Hishamer benegat saras? That you can't cut off saras? That applies where? In every single other case except bris milah. Okay, so there's one exception to the rule. Not so crazy. So the Gemara says, Aba milah doches saras. But ultimately, again, milah will be doches saras. Now why? My timer. Now watch this. So here we go again. Dasim kavachomer. Kazos hakeveka kavachomer. Here's the kavachomer. Uma Shabbos Chamura Mila Docha Osa. So Shabbos, which is very Chamer. Shabbos in general, which is very Chamer. Yet Mila's Docha Shabbos. Tzaras L'kol Shekin. So we'll say all the more so Tzaras, which is not as Chamer as Shabbos. So we'll say the Gemara is an interesting Kavachom here. If Mila could be Docha Shabbos, and Shabbos obviously is very Chamer, so if Mila could be Docha Shabbos, Mila could certainly be Docha Tzaras, which is not as Chamer. To which the Gemara says, "Ma Shabbos Chamura Mila Docha Osa Tzaras L'Koshkin Umay O Eino Dekamar." So we'll say, "So what was then? What was the reverse thinking?" So watch this: Hader Kamar Mimay De Shabbos Chamira. Then the Tana said, "Well, one second. How do I know that Shabbos is more chamer than Tzaras? Dilma Tzaras Chamira. Maybe Tzaras is more machmir. After all, why? Shekin Docha Es Havoda. Because also remember again, Tzaras is Docha Havoda. What does it mean? Tzaras is Docha Havoda." If the Kohen gets Tzaras, he cannot go ahead and do Avoda. So maybe, and yet, Va'avoda Docha Shabbos. Yet Rabbo say, what? Avoda is Docha Shabbos. So maybe Tzaras is actually more Machmir than Shabbos. Because Tzaras is Docha Avoda. Avoda is Docha Shabbos. Rabbo say, if A equals B, B equals C, then A equals C. And therefore again, so therefore that means what? That ultimately again, Tzaras is more Chamer than Shabbos. To which the Gemara says, Va'avoda Docha is Shabbos. Tamul Omar, Basar. Therefore, Abba say the pasuk says baser afapish yesham baheres. Abba say so again. We go back to a very simple drasha. The drasha says remove the flesh, the baser. I don't care what's on it. I don't care what's. I don't care. Remove the arla. We do not pay attention to anything on the arla. The only thing we are preoccupied with is the removal of the arla itself. The afapish yesham baheres. And even though there may actually be some tzaras on that arla, lishna achrina, Abba say different version of this exchange. Mila doches atzaras, my taima. Interesting. Why is it that mila's doches atzaras? So why is that? The asi asei v'dachi lo sase. As Rabbi said, bepashtos, the asei of bris mila comes along and pushes aside the lo sase. Ultimately, again, of tzaras. Look at Rashi. To the Gemara says, asi asei v'dachi lo sase. My taima mila doches atzaras. The asi asei diimo. Fine. So the aseh of bris milah sets aside the lo saseh of tzaras. To which the Imar says, "My eino deka amar hadar ka amar." Then he had a reverse thinking. Imar darmina asi asay v'daki lo sase greida. Rabbi say it is true. In general, in halacha, we say that a positive commandment could come and overrule a prohibition. Asi asay v'daki lo sase. But interestingly enough, when is that so? That's only when it's a regular lo sase. But hi asay v'lo sase. Rabbi say interestingly enough. So Tsaras has both an asay and a losase. If you look at Rashi, hayase velosase, shamar losasu, velasas kechala shayoru. So we'll say, listen to this. The removal of Tsaras is not only a prohibition, not only a losase, but it's an asay as well. Ooh. So now we'll say, now we have a problem. Because now bris milah is an asay. So normally we would say an asay is docha losase. But by Tsaras, it's not only a losase. The Tsaras is a losase vase. One second. So I'll say ultimately in an ase cannot set aside a losase vase. So now we have a problem. Because now maybe Bris Milah doesn't set aside Tsaras. So mani makayim imo basar loso bizman shein baba haras. And maybe again, when we say that you have to take off the arla, when is that? When there's no Tsaras on the arla, Talmud lomar, basar. Right? So we'll say it's great. Everything comes back to basar. Right? Just basar. Remove the flesh. Remove the flesh, remove the foreskin. The afapi shiyesh sham baharas. And I will say, ultimately, again, it doesn't matter what's on the basar, it doesn't matter what's on the arla, just take it off. So the Gemara says, Talnor basar, the afapi shiyesh sham baharas. Tinach godol dichsev behu basar. And I will say, and this is very interesting. So that's fine by an adult who's getting a bris milah, because I will say, by an adult, the Torah uses the lashon of basar. Right? The Torah uses the lashon of basar. Katan namik sivbe basar. By a baby, and ours an 8-day-old, it also uses the lashon of basar. Yet, interestingly enough, beinoni minalan. So we'll say this is actually quite fascinating. Look at Rashi, beinoni. Kegon shalo bizmano, velav bar onchin, va'aviv mitzavah. So we'll listen to this. So the Torah speaks about mila in different contexts. There's an 8-day-old baby mila. There's an adult who is uncircumcised, who still has to circumcise himself, who has the obligation for himself. And then there's an older child. Now, an older child, obviously, before Bar Mitzvah, the obligation of Mila is still upon the father to perform it. So the Torah used Lashon of Basar by a baby, Lashon of Basar by an adult. So I understand Basar teaches me that what? Mila's Dochet Saras. But what about by a Benoni, what he calls a Benoni, meaning a child who's not 8 days old, but also under 13 years old? How do I know that that Mila, where there is no Lashon of Basar in that context, is Dochet Saras? Amar Abaye, Asya Mebine. So also ultimately, we learn it from a common denominator between Katan and Gadol. Migadol lo Asya Shekin Anush Kare. So also on one hand, I can't learn that from a Gadol, because again, once you're over 13 years old and you don't give yourself a Bris Mila Yechayiv Kares, Migadol lo Asya Shekin Mila Bizmano. From a baby, you can't, 8-day-old baby, you can't learn it out. That, right? You can't learn it out. Why? Because that's a Mila Bizmano. Hatzada Shavash Shebahen Shekin Mimolin Vedokhanas Hatzaras. So we'll say, the common denominator between an 8-day-old baby and an adult is what? They both have Lashon of Basar, which teaches you that their Mila is Dochet Saras. That creates a halacha by Bris Mila to teach me, Af Kol Sheni Mulin Dochet Saras. So too, again, any time that there is a circumcision, that Bris is Dochet Shabbos. So, I'm sorry, that Bris is Dochet Saras. So Rabbi say, halacha l'maisa, the Gemara's in the same, we've created a common denominator between the Bris of a baby, Bris of an adult, to teach you even the Bris of the Benoni, is Dochet Saras. Rava Amar, Mila Bizmana lo tzricha kra. Rabbi says, interestingly enough, a Mila Bizmana doesn't really work. So Rabbi says, so therefore again, halacha l'maisa, what we've proven is, Mila is Dochet Saras. How we get there, is subject of dispute. Again, it seems to be that the most widely held approach, or the most widely held drasha, is Basar. Right? Basar. Basar tells you that ultimately, again, take off the foreskin, no matter what is on it. So Rava says, so the Gemara says as follows, Rava Amar Mila, or Rava Amar Mila Bizmana Docha Lo Tzricha Kra. So, you know, we'll say, actually, we're going to stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with this Gemara with Rava Amar. Let's see, Shekach. Incredible sugya. Shkoyach. Was it just a reminder? We're going to be, actually, the davening is going to be starting inside the shul at 6:45 and outside in just a few minutes, and outside in Miras Hashem at 7. We're going to broadcast the Zoom minyan from indoors.